The History of Pop Music, 1983. By Phil the Test Manager. Featured song: Spandau Ballet, True. This is a series of articles looking at pop music from 1955, when in my opinion proper pop music began, up to 1999 when they stopped making it. One article for each year. I am only going to select one featured song for each article, which makes it hard. I am going to try and select a different artist for each year. For many people, and I include myself, you tend to still like the tunes you heard during childhood, which your parents often played. So rather than just pick the top 10 hits of each year, I shall let you know what they were, but also the tunes of that year, not necessarily in the top 10 or so, what were in my view classics. I also add a couple of events in history for that year. It helps bring back memories, and hopefully happy ones. Not everyone will like my choices, of course, and you may remember some from each particular year that you feel should have been included, so do please post a link to the song. So, on we go with memories from 1983. Thank you, Wiki. This year was about breakfast and daytime TV. Greenham Common, murderer Dennis Nielsen, more IRA bombings. Landslide general election victory for Margaret Thatcher. Hot summer. What was I doing in this year? Dash, I was 27, finished up in Tidworth, was promoted to acting sergeant and posted to Hameln again. My proudest moment in the army was walking through the front door of the Wurzen sergeant's mess. It is quite an exclusive club. It was a good year for me, and eventually my family joined me. Eldest child starting his second school late that year. TV programs included 17 January, at 6:30 a.m., Britain's first ever breakfast television show, Breakfast Time, launches on BBC One. 1 February, TVAM launches on ITV, with Good Morning Britain. Minipops premieres on Channel 4. Though a ratings success, it is axed after only one series due to heavy media criticism. It was rather sickening. Deirdre dumped Mike Baldwin and went back to Ken. Roland Rat. The first episode of The Blackadder, I know it is written by a twat, but it is excellent comedy. The A-Team. Blockbusters, All Together Now, I'll Have Pee Please Bob. Farewell to Len Fairclough and Annie Walker. Last episode of The Sale of the Century. One of my all-time favorites, comedy drama Orf Wiedersen, Bet Starts. Events. Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, Conservative. 17 January, first British Breakfast Time television programme, Breakfast Time, broadcast on BBC One. 23 January, the prohibition on non-British boats fishing in British waters is lifted as the European Economic Community's Common Fisheries Policy comes into effect. Surrender, as we call it. 26 January, red rain falls in the UK, caused by sand from the Sahara Desert in the droplets. 31 January, seatbelt use for drivers and front seat passengers becomes mandatory, 11 years after becoming compulsory equipment in new cars. One of the few nanny state things that made sense. 1 February, TVM broadcasts for the first time. 10 February, the dismembered remains of at least 15 young men are found at a house in Muswell Hill, North London, victims of Dennis Nielsen. 24 February, Labour candidate Peter Tatchell loses the Bermondsey by-election to the Liberal Party's Simon Hughes. The official monster-raving loony party first contests an election under this label. March, the compact disc, CD, goes on sale in the United Kingdom. Everyone has to buy their record collection again following vinyl then tapes for their Walkman. 21 April, the £1 coin introduced in England and Wales. 9 May, Margaret Thatcher calls a general election for the 9th of June. Opinion polls show her on course for victory with the Tories 8 to 12 points ahead of Labour, and they are widely expected to form a significant overall majority due to the split in left-wing votes caused by the alliance, who are now aiming to take Labour's place in opposition. 16 May, wheel clamps are first used to combat illegal parking in London. 9 June, Margaret Thatcher, Conservative Prime Minister of the United Kingdom since 1979, wins a landslide victory with a majority of 144 seats, through just 42% of the popular vote, over Michael Foot, who led a highly divided and weakened Labour Party which earned only 28% of the vote. Among the new members of Parliament are three Labour MPs, Tony Blair for Sedgefield in County Durham, Gordon Brown for Dunfermline East in Scotland and Jeremy Corbyn for Islington North in London. The election is also a disappointment for the SDP Liberal Alliance, who come close behind Labour in votes but are left with a mere 23 MPs in the new Parliament compared to Labour's 209. The new 650-seat Parliament will have 397 Conservative MPs, whereas Labour now has just 209. The election also sees the retirement of former Prime Minister Harold Wilson after 38 years as a Labour MP. 15 July, much of the country embraces a heat wave as temperatures reach 33 degrees Celsius in London. 1 August, the new A prefix car registration plates are launched, helping spur on the recovery in car sales following the slump at the start of the decade caused by the recession. 5 August, 22 Provisional Irish Republican Army, IRA, members receive sentences totaling over 4,000 years from a Belfast court. 19 August, temperatures reach 30 degrees Celsius in London, as hot weather embraces the United Kingdom. 25 September, May's prison escape, 38 IRA prisoners armed with 6 guns hijack a lorry and escape from prison May's in County Antrim, Northern Ireland, one guard dies of a heart attack and 20 others are injured in the attempt to foil the escape, the largest prison escape since World War II and in British history. 19 escapees are later apprehended. 19 October, shooting of Stephen Waldorf, the two Metropolitan policemen who mistakenly shot and wounded Stephen Waldorf in January are cleared of attempted murder. 4 November, Dennis Nilsson is sentenced to life imprisonment. 13 November, the first United States cruise missiles arrive at RAF Greenham Common in Berkshire amid protests from peace campaigners at the Greenham Common Women's Peace Camp. 18 November, Walton sextuplets. 31-year-old Liverpool woman Janet Walton gives birth to female sextuplets following fertility treatment. 26 November, Brinks mat robbery, in London, 6,800 gold bars worth nearly £26 million are taken from the Brinks mat vault at Heathrow Airport. Only a fraction of the gold is ever recovered, and only two men are convicted of the crime. 17 December, an IRA car bomb kills 6, 3 police and 3 members of the public, and injures 90 outside Harrods in London. The 25th of December, Christmas Day, a second IRA bomb explodes in Oxford Street, but this time nobody is injured. The top 10 singles with a YouTube hyperlink on the title. Top tip, right-click and open in new tab. Top hits of 1983. 1 Culture Club Karma Chameleon. 2 Billy Joel Uptown Girl. 3 UB40 Red Red Wine. 4 David Bowie Let's Dance. 5 Bonnie Tyler Total Eclipse of the Heart. 6 Men at Work Down Under. 7 Michael Jackson Billie Jean. 8 Spandau Ballet True. 9 Lionel Richie All Night Long, All Night. 10 Phil Collins You Can't Hurry Love. Great year for Culture Club with 3 hits. 3 hits also for Paul Young and for Wham, Rod had a couple of big hits. Spandau Ballet had Gold and True. I also loved David Bowie's Let's Dance, which almost made the featured song as could Duran Duran. It should be noted that I have linked Phil Collins' You Can't Hurry Love. It just brings back some good memories. This is a one-off though, promise. True is a song by the English band Spandau Ballet. It was released on the 11th of April 1983 as the third single from their third studio album of the same name. The song was written by band member Gary Kemp. The song was a huge worldwide hit, peaking at number one in the UK singles chart on the 30th of April 1983 for 4 weeks, becoming the sixth biggest selling single of the year, and charting highly in 20 other countries. It is Spandau Ballet's biggest hit and their only major hit in the US. More writings on this band here, Spandau Ballet, True. In my view, the best songs of the year, after the featured track and most of the above top 10 are below, best to right click and open in a new tab. David Bowie, Let's Dance. David Bowie, Modern Love. David Bowie, China Girl. Slade, My Oh My, one of their finest. Men Without Hats, Safety Dance, As Good Today As Ever. Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, classic, won their best and they made a lot of really great tunes. Eurythmics, Who's That Girl? Paul Young, Come Back and Stay, I do not think he recorded one bad song at all. Duran Duran, Is There Something I Should Know? Duran Duran, Union of the Snake. Paul Young, Love of the Common People, best version of a great song. Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now. The Police, Every Breath You Take, always great to listen to. Irene Cara, Flashdance. What a Feeling. Rod Stewart, Baby Jane, still belting them out. Spandau Ballet, Gold. The Style Council, Speak Like a Child. The Style Council, Long Hot Summer. Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes, Up Where We Belong. I still cannot sing a Joe Cocker song without doing the stiff arms movement. Awesome as ever. The Beat, Can't Get Used to Losing You. Mighty Wah, Story of the Blues Part 1 and 2, Talking Blues. Yazoo, Nobody's Diary, Wonderful Voice. Toto, Africa. Madness, Wings of a Dove. Joe Boxer's, Boxer Beat. Kajagoogoo, Too Shy, Limahl was still touring a couple of years ago with a wig. New Order, Blue Monday, not a big lover of techno music, but Brett likes it, so this is in a vain hope he does not post more. Flying Pickets, Only You, I have always liked most things a cappella, this is a superb version of a great song. The Cure, The Love Cats. The Assembly, Never Never, most nice tune from Fergal Sharkey and Vince Clarke. Laura Brinigan, Gloria. Tina Turner, Let's Stay Together. Culture Club, Church of the Poisoned Mind. Father David, Words, Awful Miming and He Still Sounds Like Dimas Roussos. Depeche Mode, Everything Counts. Malcolm McLaren presents Double Dutch, Wow, Great Dancing, Great Tune. Bananarama, Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye. Fleetwood Mac, Oh Diane. I am a big lover of Fleetwood Mac. This is probably their cheesiest song ever. Lindsay is looking like a proper 80s diva and trying to sound like Elvis and Cliff at the same time. Freeze, IOU Dash still sounds like Wham to me, but a pleasant disco tune. Lionel Richie, All Night Long, All Night. Marilyn, Calling Your Name, not very good, but as it is hash FF. Public Image Limited, this is not a love song, getting towards the last of the angry shouty man attempting to sing punk shite. Only included in another vain hope of no one posting more like it. Fun Song, Black Lace, Superman, go on admit it, you bought the album as well. If you are on your own, you can play this now and do the dance. No pics please. 43 songs for 1983 in my favorite lists. Hat Tips 2. www.ukcharts.topsource.info. These give the top 100 selling charts for each year. www.everyhit.com web link. These give the top 10 songs for each year. www.youtube.com. You know them. Next Time 1984. Copyright Phil the Test Manager 2019.